This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. This is Robin Richardson, your psychic girlfriend, and we have another episode of the podcast, and this is the Mercury retrograde and how to navigate it episode. And it started yesterday, April 1st, and it goes through the 25th, which is my grandfather's birthday. May he rest in peace. Harold, if you're listening, help this podcast to get through because Mercury is all about communication. And when it's in retrograde, we can have so many miscommunications. So let's hope that this goes well. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about it. First, if you are new to my world, I'm your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And I have a website, yourpsychicgirlfriend.com. Please also join me and our community at Locals, which is robinrichardson.locals.com. And there you will have the first look at all content before it goes anywhere else. But you can also order your reading or coaching sessions on yourpsychicgirlfriend.com or at secondsightcoaching.com. Anyway, here we go. All right, so as I mentioned, Mercury is retrograde from April 1st to April 25th. And as April unfolds, these events will continue. Events will continue to capture our attention and be intriguing. So allow yourself and others grace during this time. Mercury occurs when the planet Mercury, which is known for communication, appears to move backward in its orbit, creating an optical illusion from our vantage point on Earth. Astrologically, this period is believed to disrupt communication and travel and technology and lead to misunderstanding. So most of us can't hide in our house till April 25th. So try to be a little bit more understanding with people during this time. It's also a great time, an opportunity for reflection and reassessment and realignment. This is what I've been doing. I am focusing my attention on doing coaching and psychic readings and podcasting, this kind of thing, using my communication skills as a full-time opportunity for me. So join me in creating that. Wish me luck. So what I'm trying to communicate with you is through this next period of time till the 25th, and there's a shadow period, we are going to want to take a look at being grounded and prioritizing that, prioritizing stability and reassessing our values, particularly in the areas of finance and relationships and self-worth. So if you are seeing these trends start to happen right now, it's because the Mercury retrograde is happening predominantly in the sign of Taurus and then dipping back into Aries a little bit towards the end of its journey. So look at your finances. It's tax time. So this might bring up some issues there for you, your belief systems and patterns and your values. So where you spend your money, where, you know, how do you save and manage your money is a really great time to like take a look at this stuff. It's also interesting in the sense that sometimes you will get reconnected. Notice the re, the R-E, revision, realignment, reconnection with old acquaintances and or revising plans, taking a second look at that kind of stuff. So you could get reconnected with old friendships, old lovers, old relationships, that kind of thing. This kind of happened to me yesterday, actually. Somebody in my, not like my past reached out, like a lot of people from my past have been reaching out. So it's kind of, it's very interesting to see that and kind of reassess the kind of relationship that I would prefer and they would prefer to have at this time. So it's really very, very interesting. Second luck, second chances. Mercury receives a bad reputation, but it's really essential to approach this period of mindfulness and adaptability. It's really important to, like, you know, focus your attention on being that. But here are some tips that will help you navigate this. So practice patience. I can't say this enough. You know, you go out, like, in, you know, I call my, like, my driving experience, sometimes driving with dicks. I have my own little episode going on in my head. But what I, but what I really try to do is presence patience, because I always say to myself, well, I don't know what that person's going through. I don't know if, you know, they just lost their dog. Like, you have no idea. So I just try to practice patience with people. And then when I find myself also driving like a dick, I'm like, oh, I better have some patience with myself here. Delays will happen. Disruptions will happen. But patience is your greatest ally. So if you're traveling, allow extra time for travel and double check your communications and avoid making impulsive decisions. So like today, like this is not the time to decide something very quickly and move on it. Reflect and reassess. This is a great time to reflect on past experiences, reassess your goals, realign your priorities. It offers a unique opportunity to go inward, and that's what I've been doing. I've been meditating. Well, I meditate normally, but meditate with purpose. Like, I have a guided meditation now that I use in the morning, and I'm going to do throughout April to really connect and presence my highest and best good, so I can act on these things from inspiration and not from reactivity. Backing up your technology. By this time, you would hope that you have, like, you back up to, you know, in sync to the cloud, or, you know, back up on a hard drive or whatever it is, like, to back up your technology. It's really a good, because technology has is prone to have glitches and malfunctions during Mercury retrograde. I kind of just, you know, check on things. Like, I refile things. I might print something that's important rather than, you know, keep it on the computer. You know, just things like that. For me, I'm just realigning my priorities with what I have on my computer. So I'm deleting things that no longer serve me, reworking courses and coursework that, like, I have been creating for you. So reassessing that, recreating new material that feels better during this time. Know that, like, sometimes you may be speaking. Hopefully you're all receiving this communication clearly. If you're like, what the hell is she saying? Then it's probably a function of Mercury retrograde. But communicate with clarity. I think doing a lot more listening during this time and less talking is probably your best bet to get through Mercury retrograde, but also to be very clear about what you're trying to say. So make it simple, like keep it simple during this time. Definitely listening actively to other people by using those kind of communication skills, like, this is what I heard. If you're in a reaction, maybe say something like, this is what I made it mean. Is that what you're trying to say to me? Rather than assume that what they're saying to you is negative or bad or whatever. So active listening is super important for that. Be flexible. Be super flexible during this time. Go with the flow, you know. Be open to unexpected shifts and changes and be willing to adapt to your circumstances. Flexibility is really is key during this Mercury retrograde. It's key for all your life, but especially during Mercury retrograde. So it really does invite us to slow down and navigate with mindfulness and adaptability and with patience. So slow yourself down. If you find like you're getting impatient and frustrated, just slow yourself down. You know, breathe, relax into things, and hang in there. So use this time for growth and wisdom, because it's all these things that happen for us in our lifetime are really in service to us, and find the ways that it is to service you at this point. Shift your thinking to something that aligns with your values and what's better for you, and good luck out there. And if you would like some coaching, whether it's through Mercury retrograde or to reassess what is working for you now and what's not, I have sessions available, and I would love to connect with you and take a look at what you've created, the highest possibility, because that's what I do in the world. I can predict the highest possibility of outcome for you. And if you are being more conscious and deliberate in your creating, I can help you to elevate belief systems and to achieve the goals that you dream of. So check it out on yourpsychicgirlfriend.com. You can connect with me on Instagram. You can connect with me on TikTok. And definitely join Locals. Become a supporter. It's $5 a month. You get monthly coaching. You get interaction with me. You get top-notch content that I'm creating, because now I have more time to actually do it. And first look at podcasts and all kinds of great stuff. So, did I say free trainings? Free trainings. I have free trainings as well. So once a month, we will do free trainings. You'll have an opportunity to learn either live or have access to my training materials through Locals. So become a supporter, $5 a month, can't beat it. And enjoy, take a moment to reflect and know that you are the creator of your universe. And I am so happy to have been a part of it. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And I will talk to you next time.